This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah. Isn't it amazing how sometimes a word that was almost not going to be said could be the difference in changing the course of history? For instance, Al-Hubab ibn al-Mundhir, radiallahu anhu, the companion who came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam right before the Battle of Badr. Events were unfolding so rapidly, the Muslims were caught off guard, outnumbered 3-1, they were not equipped for combat. And so he came to him and you could almost hear the reluctance, hesitation in his words. He came with the manners of the believer and said, O Messenger of Allah, did God command us to be stationed here? Because in that case, it's closed, the conversation. But are you the one who chose us to be here as a personal judgment call? He said, yes, it was me. I believe it would be tactful to be here. He said, this is not a place to station the army. He said, let us go to the closest well, which turned out to be the well of Badr, and station there and bury all the other wells so that we are able to drink during the battle and they're not able to drink. That word that he released, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam acted on after Allah's grace, became the deciding factor in the most decisive battle that Allah himself called the Furqan, the differentiator. In the course of history. You know, years later, Hudhayf ibn al-Yaman, another companion, radiallahu anhu, heard Muslims in distant regions after the Battle of al-Yamama debating on the correct way to pronounce certain passages of the Quran. What did he do? He jumped on his horse and he flew to Medina, the capital of Islam, and entered upon Uthman, radiallahu anhu, the leader, and said, save this ummah, save this nation, before they have a discrepancy in their scriptures the way the previous nations had a discrepancy in theirs. And by Allah's grace, and then the courage and initiative taken by Hudhayfa, Uthman ibn Affan standardized the Mus'haf, sent copies to every province so that people throughout history can verify their recitation if ever they are in doubt. Who would have ever thought? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to be this way, to not hold back any good that we have. And I wish we would all develop this as an habit in our life and enhance it if it's present. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا وَلَا أَن تَلْقَى أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ طَلْقٍ. Do not belittle any act of good that you do, even if it is to meet your brother with a cheerful face. You don't know, that could boost their self-esteem, pull them out of a rut, inspire them, encourage them. It can do so much. You know, Ishaq ibn Rahoya, rahimahullah, he was sitting one day and all he said was, if only a person were to be determined enough to find the resolve to gather all of the practices of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all of his perfect examples in the day and in the night. Someone was sitting in that gathering and heard that statement that was said in passing. That person was Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, who put together as a result of that passing statement the book that changed the course of history, if you will, the most authoritative record of the ahadith, the traditions of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. You know, one of the greatest hadith scholars of our time as well, Al-Dhahabi, rahimahullah, he said, I was sitting with one of my teachers once and he simply said to me, your handwriting resembles the handwriting of the hadith scholars. He said, and so Allah cast into my heart with that statement the love of hadith. And then he became one of the greatest authorities, masters of the science and the discipline of hadith. So many times throughout history, people find themselves in extraordinary events and they overlook that they had very subtle beginnings. Someone's word could be that beginning. Someone's smile could be that beginning. Sometimes people pivot because of a suggestion, an idea, a candle, if you will, that someone lit in the darkness, and they don't realize the consequence, the blessing of acting on that advice or sharing that advice until years later, sometimes even after their lives, they look back in history. People later on look back in history and say, wow, if that didn't happen, things would have come crashing down. It would have been a tragedy if it were not for Allah's mercy in the form of this idea, in the form of this suggestion, in the form of this motivation, in the form of this correction. even if it's to say to yourself, I am going to validate the strengths of my family members. Oh, my son, oh, my daughter, I'm so proud of you. I've been waiting for this day for such a long time. We don't know what we could inspire if we get into the habit of just reinforcing the positive and correcting the negative wisely, craftily, but being excited about that, so that every person will take their station in the reconstruction of this ummah and the reformation of this world for the better. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.